except the sukkah daf tzayin. We get no man alpha. We get the tzayin master. We can look at the gemara. Mita mitame chabila. Dead is mitame when it's all bundled together. So this tzayin is mishnah in perikis chesachim. It's a mishnah in the 18th paragraph of the second scale. Mitame chabila. What does that mean? It's mitame as a bundle. Kishim mechuber as yachamim when it's attached together. I'm the spark of everybody, but it gets detached limb by limb. And then ain't mekabel as tuma. Then according to this opinion, it's not mekabel tuma. I feel a big tzavush take them. Even if you have the narrow side of the bed and the two legs. Now, we come up, but even so, Moedir Beleza agrees. Shem is barka that if it becomes detached, but b'chaz v'chibr, then you put it back together again. Then it does go back towards the tuma. Like it says in Mataz Chavila, that it's purified as a bundle. What does that mean to say? That is, if it's tamei, ain't tefila oilo evam evam. The tefila does not work when it's separate limbs. Elo mesak. No, tefila rather you put it back together again, and you table it, which means to say that then it does get its tumah back, and that's the only way actually you could be metired by tabling it. The chum they say metameas evam. No, it's metame limbs. Like the Gemara concludes, baruch hashtekurayim. It doesn't have to be the whole bed. It's even if it has the long side and the two legs. Can you to the machine the Kim Lakhara? That's seemingly how the interpretation of the Kim misses, as we just explained. Avo, but the Septim Kim Lamashmalachi, but in the Septim Kim doesn't sound like this. It sounds different. At the time you learn the Braiso, it says, Kitsa Keros Shapirsha Menarucha, what's the case of the leg that becomes attached from the long side of the bed? Imaktara, but it's attached with the narrow part. Lezaimi says, Hariza Chibur, it's considered attached. And the mitvila in the chatzitza. Therefore, if you're doing the tvila, it's not going to be a chatzitza. And they say, no, in the chib, it's not considered attached. And hence, the mitvila, we can table it as it is, this way that these parts that are still attached, but detached from the rest of the bed, chatzitza can be chatzitza. Now, so says Tzitzel, if you sheet is a tesefta, according to the theme of the tesefta, it seems that this is the interpretation of the Mishnah. Now, this that we say metames chavila is metame as a bundle, it means to say like this. The Gashem Shekhar Shekhula Shlema. Just like when it's totally a whole bed. If one of the parts of the bed become tame, nitmes kula, of course the whole bed becomes tame, it's all considered one entity. Kach nami so too kishapir shakir min arucha. If let's say the leg becomes attached from the long side of the bed, by medicines, it's together with the small part, with the narrow part of the bed. So chibahu, it's considered attached. Hence, the mitmezakera, if the leg becomes tummy, mitmezakitawa. So the gitzaga that's attached to it will also become tummy, it's considered attached. Behind the tournament, this is what we learned in the Sefta. The Balaz Ami says that is a chib, it's considered attached, meaning, umetaz chavila, and you can be able to metar it as a bundle, meaning, imhitful hakera vakitzar biyachad. That if you table the leg with the narrow side of the bed together, ina gitzaga itzatzis allow. We're saying that you matar it as a bundle, meaning it's not going to, the ktsara that the leg is attached to is not going to be a chatzitza, because the water obviously can't get to it if it's connected to the side of the bed. Just like the rest of the bed is not a chatzitza when you table the whole bed as one entity. That's matame as limbs, and not a bundle. And that if the leg becomes tummy, only it becomes tummy and not the narrow side of the bed. Meaning, it's not considered attached like a whole bed. This is what's torn into the they say it's not considered attached. And it becomes tar by limbs. Meaning, you have to table the leg only on its own and not as a bundle, meaning attached to the ketzara. Hakera makitzara, the leg with the narrow part. Because the narrow part is a chatzitza. It's not like a full bed that someone tells a full bed on a piece of the brick and it's not attached, it's going to be tar. And that's the interpretation according to the Tosefta regarding if you consider it as one or if it's considered as separate parts, and hence the tefillah would not work as if you table it as it is. And you metar it as a bundle. Now, from this halacha says Taisis, Mashmit sounds like the pshuta creates to me that a flat wooden vessel is makabel tuma, mita, like a bed which we're discussing. The chazal medrasis that's fit for the tuma of medris, and we're talking about as the different muscle is going on mataharis v'sutar b'mikvah, and this is something that you could purify in the mikvah. So obviously that it has a halacha of tuma. The problem is, this is something from the Gemara Shabbos Dafei Talmud Aleph. The mappets, which is a mat made out of wood, ain't lo tagla be mikvah. It does not have purification to mikvah, because the Gemara Bedeofer brings that whatever does not have tagla the mikvah, it does not have tumas majesty. The Gemara says, what do you mean? We see a mappet says tumas majesty, and it does not have tagla mikvah. But one thing we see that the Gemara was saying that a mappet doesn't have tagla mikvah, and here it sounds like that a flat wooden vessel that does have a tagla on the mikvah. So the Rambam says the Hasam Mishal Shibah Bevishal Gemi. They're talking about these types of reed, Shibah and Gemi of the sedge. That's what we're saying that they don't have time to make them. But here we're talking about it cleates. That yeah, even if it's a Shein Loi, even if it should be cleates, it would have a Halach of Tumma and it would have Taharo in the Mikvah. Now, but I mean, Perikets of Regulus, the Gemara Baba Kam and Dafcha Behem and Bez Gabi Mappets regarding the mat, the Kamaisla, and it's brought Bein Lutum Azar, Bein Lutum Shiva weather for the Tumma that's only for the evening. One of all 7 days. The Mashman sounds like it's just like Shiva, that it does that purification after 7 days, because the text explains, even when we're coming to explain, until it didn't Tumah Shiva come, it's for the Halacha of Tumah Shiva. Chloim, in other words, leaves Abba Tumah to be an Abba Tumah, Mishum de'in l'chod of Abba Tumah, Tumah Shiva, because there's nothing that has Tumah for 7 days, from Kino Abba Tumah, unless it's an Abba Tumah. If so, when we're learning about the Halacha of Tumah Shiva by a Mappetz, so we learn that as the Halacha of an Abba Tumah, but it's still possible that maybe it doesn't have tarab and mikvah, and that's the same number, kamakam. Even so, he lessly tarab and mikvah, it's not true. If it didn't have tarab and mikvah, ain yochalasis have a tumor, would not be able to have it, be an abatumor, and then hence have this halacha of saying that tumor for 7 days. How do we know? They could mukh b'shul even, like it's obvious from the end of Eirun, that kovdal on the base. The Gemara says over there that we're excluding klicheres, does not become abatumor. Why? Because it doesn't have tarab and mikvah. So we see that whatever is tarab and tumor shiva, which is avatumor, it's not going to be mitzvah mekabel tumah unless there's time to mikvah. So we're back to the question: how could you say the mappet of shem gemi is not time to mikvah, but whatever is not time to mikvah, it's not going to meshivo? I will learn the mappet shem begemi that's to meshivo. So I'll tell Chloimer rather what you have to say that he brays the mappets b'meis minayim. This that we bring the braisa that says how do we know that these the mat regarding tumas mess that has tumah mashma the meis lebuchom mappets. That's talking about by every mappet. Bein mishal eitz. Whether it's made out of wood, for example, the reed mat, and they're all going to have Tumas mess. Now, but this that we say in Shabbos Avid Almed Aleph, that a mappet is not Tarab Mitzvila, that was not from all types of mats. That made mappet Shoshiba Begemi. That was from that type of one. Only there do we say that it doesn't have Tarab through Tfila, but that of Shal Eitz does have Tarab Mitzvila. The Gemara is medayik to say that it has tumas shiva, and therefore, with, like we're saying, obviously it's tarab and tefila. That was mimapet shel eitz. That was from the mat made out of wood, out of reeds. That was tarab and mikvah, and therefore it's going to have tumas shiva. Now, beyond this, pshutikli eitz tarab and mikvah. So this is what we're saying over here that the pshutikli eitz that if it doesn't have a receptacle, a flat wooden vessel, it's tarab and mikvah. Avagav the krod b'mayim yuva. Even though the pasuk of that in water is going to be brought for the tahara and in mikvah the besave parashah shmi that's in the parashah shmi except we have the mikvah the kliyitz is actually said but in the context of wooden vessels have a receptacle that says in the pasuk machol kliyitz to beged oiro sak which we're comparing it to sak which is something that has a clay kibul on b'kamokum still nafkulam idoch krodek to the parashah shmi we actually learn from a different pasuk that says parashah shmi din kol ma'ase izim machol kliyitz tischatou. The lekula maybe can't say that you're comparing it to ma'is izim. Ma'is izim betatam ala bedekan like we do regarding sack. Actually, leichach the mishalcha you can't make such a joshel. Got besakla regarding a sackcloth. Shein derech lasoyse el malabedekan because a sack is something that's made to be carried when it's full and empty. Shas losu b'masoyse, but you put loads inside of it. They could just like says in the pasuk bereishis lohashem kaspeim ishal sack, which is that they put back their monies every man in his sack, which if they carry full, that's what we're saying. That's going to have this halacha of metaldim alabedekim, which we're learning from a different pasuk, which there doesn't teach us anything about that it has a klei kibul, and that's where we see that it kliates is even if it should be kliates. The next says master begin with the gemara d'leichaz loy lanim le nashirim, where this that's not even 3x3 finger, but it's not fit not for wealthy, not even for poor people. And so it says mafil lechish valein, and even if someone had a machshava regarding them, but l'daita his opinion is considered nullified, and it's different, it's never going to be considered significant. I bought the mashma zochim perik dam chadis dam tzadik dal menaf the matlis that a shmata rag pchus and bishol shoshalish less than 3x3 fingers behind me mashava that someone thought that the gemara does bring over there that it would be fit mekabel tuma if you think that you want to use it so studies to lidama that's not comparable because the hasim machshav in the case but there the person thought is recognizable from his action he bishop perik chav chas dekelim but in regular machshava that's not recognizable in the action that you're doing that would not have this halacha of mekabel tuma. Tinek says, "Must begin with Zigmara, Yesha mechalal tefach." But if there is a space of a tefach, so then it's different. Now that's what he considered as a sukkah. It says Tais Matzino, remember, we could say that Rapunel Tamei, Rapunel, who's saying this halacha going according to his opinion, Damel Hail here at 7 Tapiral Ma'afka, but being sukkah with sukkah, that halacha of sukkah tachal sukkah is when there's a gap of a tefach. So you see that he's considered an oil. But says Tais Vashemiman, the Amma Hasim Abba, but maybe even the one that says it with its four tefachim, Hacham might he would agree that it's that of a tefach. Why? Because Dalash Shmuel, Amma Hasim Asa, sorry there that Shmuel says sukkah tachal sukkah is 10 tefachim, Hacham Leshach, obviously here wouldn't be applicable because that's only for sukkah tachal sukkah. And again, different, not necessarily the same. It could be everyone would agree to this halacha of chalal tefach. Knick says Masl, we're going to the Mabelam Milmata, whether on the bottom, Mimatan Ugna, whether inside the lip of the pit. Now, the Yeshvam Shakusband are a text that say without the bane. It says Bain Milmata, and then it goes Mitechugnoi, whether it's on the bottom from within the lip. With and not saying Bain Mitechugna. That's not possible because it can better be the case of Milmala on the top. If you're not saying Milmata, you're saying Milmata is Mitechugna, but then Milmala, Hainu Chutzl, but it would obviously be out of the pit. Because it means in the pit, near the edge, that's within the lip. If that's the case, so obviously it means beyond that, so then the mamala means the wall between them, the common rebuke, the rude decision of Sigma Shtei Chatzeras that's separate between two courts of Alechach HaBeibar that goes on top of the pit. And obviously this is that they disagree on that. But more, but if that would be the case, then when the Tanakam is Lamala, would not be because the plea of the bottom means literally in bottom. Mamash means literally on the top. But if it's ever both in the pit, if you read the says, lower than the water, higher than the water. But since according to Bishim Lil, Lamala means in the pit, according to everyone, so then when the Tanakam is saying Lamala, it would also be within the pit. So obviously, you can't have like this here, so that we're saying without the bane, because it would sound like that Lamala would be out of the pit.